Visible Star here. Welcome to another episode of Conspiracy to Commit Journalism. Sorry, I got a bit of a frog in my throat. I'm overcoming a bit of a head cold I've had for the last several weeks. So, some things have happened recently. The Mueller report supposedly wrapping up. I'm not really here to talk about that. I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about, where is America's headspace at? What the hell is going on with the cognitive dissonance that is happening on such a massive scale? Where does this originate from? And something occurred to me today. Well, not today, but recently. And I want to talk about it now. Part of the work that I do is giving me insight into people, many people's lives, particularly the wealthy and middle class. And what I'm seeing is the installation of these electronic devices into virtually every square foot of the house and houses that these people are living in. 5G technology that is bombarding their bodies and their minds with millimeter radiation, and they don't understand what this stuff is doing. Not to mention the fact of a television screen in every room, in every major room of the house. Am I the only person that sees this for the insanity that it is? Now, don't get me wrong, I love technology just as much as the next tech nut out there. But there has to be some kind of separation between man and machine. I was a little bit skeptical with Elon Musk's analogy that people are already cyborgs because of the cell phone. Here I am holding one, making a podcast. Oh, the irony, I know. But now I'm looking back on this statement that he made, and I think he might have been more correct than he thought. More correct than I thought, certainly at the time. I didn't realize how ubiquitous this tech is and how prolific it is. To the fact that the addiction to this technology has gotten to a place at a societal level where we can't be separated from our tech, even to walk between rooms. The family room, the bathroom, the kitchen, the living room, the guest room. It is absolute insanity. And what are some of the things that people are talking about in these homes, these wealthy homes? They're talking about the kinds of things you would expect somebody that watches mainstream media news to be talking about, the Mueller report, among other things. Hillary Clinton. Syria, Israel. The big one is the border wall right now. That's one that keeps coming up again and again. And people are frustrated. A lot of people are frustrated about what's going on. From various backgrounds and ethnicities. It's not just angry white folk that are out here talking about these things. But the mainstream media would have you believe that's the case. It's not. You already knew that. You know, because your brain works, otherwise you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast. Since you have a working brain, I'm going to fill you in on some other things. I think this tech grid that's being established right now, the very fomentation of social media, is designed as a control mechanism to work in lockstep with mainstream media conglomerates. Six major corporations own the majority of all media that is distributed in the United States, if not the world. And the tech companies behind them are already close bedfellows to the mainstream media tech companies. And yes, the media has their own tech companies. Where do you think all of this wonderful whiz-bang comes from? Before Facebook, before MySpace. We're dealing with the repercussions of a Bernaysian Pavlovian trap that has been built into society with this technology that we've become wholly dependent on, to the point where now people need it in every room of their house. That these are rich folks that can afford this stuff. And I know people you're not probably going to believe me when I say this. This technology is targeting primarily the rich and middle class. Why? Because those are the people that can influence change in this country. If you can control them, then it really doesn't matter how angry the poor people get. They have no power. We'll just keep them dependent, which is what's been happening. Why do you think socialism is on the rise in the millennial generation? The upcoming movers and shakers and the primary talking heads in our corporate controlled media. It is not a coincidence. The stuff is coming to a head, folks, and it's going to be ugly, because I can see that a majority of folks are blind to what's really happening. And more to the point, when you try to wake them up, they get angry at you. Oh, God, you broke my little bubble of reality that I basically created myself with the help of my programmers. But you can't mention that. You'll get one of the ist or isms slapped on you, and then you get unpersoned by society. The fail-safe mechanism to the retardation of America. Codependency. You know, it's funny, I try to... You know how the keypads these days on these smartphones have built-in autocomplete? I tried to type in codependency, and it tried to autocomplete for virtually every other word except for the one that I was typing out. Isn't that interesting? I think it was the whole premise of Newspeak was to engineer words into society to make people think the way that you want them to think. But it was also to obfuscate and eliminate words that you didn't want people to think about, because those were concepts for free-thinking people. And if you could somehow delete those words from the public vernacular, that people would no longer be able to think about those concepts anymore. My phone doesn't know how to spell codependency. Isn't that interesting? It's just a coincidence, though. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. I wonder if my phone can spell coincidence. It would probably auto-replace that with conspiracy theory, I'm thinking. So... prepare for the blind side that is going to happen soon. The false flag incident that I've been warning about. They're gearing up for it. They couldn't pull any more of them here in America. That's why they're going overseas and doing it. They've been jumping back and forth with these. This latest one in New Zealand was yet another in a long laundry list of false flags. But they'll be back here in America before too long with another one, and probably another one after that. And the legislation here is affected by international events. There are senators and governors and quote-unquote statespeople that are talking right now about legislation to change our gun laws. We're not doing enough, says Peter Yang. We're not doing enough. We could be doing more. I'll agree with him on that. We could be doing more as Americans to wake up your neighbor, your friends, your family, to say the uncomfortable truths. But we may already be at the point where it's too late. I can't really say. I hope that's not the case, but it may be. A TV in every room of the house. The view screen, the 1984 view screen. And many of these smart TVs, built-in microphones, some of them built-in cameras. And this fucking Alexa technology with an omnidirectional super microphone. The microphone is almost the most expensive component in that device. You know why? Because it's so sensitive. Oh, but I can turn it off, right? Alexa, off. And then it turns off and it's not recording anymore, right? Yeah, I'm going to trust the words of, Amazon. Their CEO, Jeff Bezos, is on the dole from the CIA. I'm going to trust them. Why do you need this stuff, America? What is it exactly that you get out of this that you couldn't have accomplished with a keyboard? And your own eyeballs. And if this is the level that people's consciousness has atrophied to, where we've lost our caution and our ability to warn one another about danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. The government and the corporations are in lockstep, and the corporations got their little listening devices in your houses. Danger. It's not even hidden. It is in plain sight. You don't have to look very hard for evidence of how this technology is already being abused. And the folks that design this stuff are lying to you and are attempting to censor alternative media, quote unquote. There can only be one narrative. You're an anti-vaxxer? Oh, well, you're a danger to... You're one of the biggest dangers to public health and safety. If you're an anti-vaxxer. How dare you? You're a conspiracy theorist? If you believe in Martians that live on the moon, you're a public danger. We gotta... This is fake news. This is misinformation. We gotta shut you down. You don't believe in the... You don't believe in the official narrative of 9/11? Yeah, well, we're gonna have to shadow throttle your site or just remove you from the internet altogether. Same companies that are putting listening devices in your houses. These are the same companies that are censoring alternative media. Now, maybe this is something that affects you directly. Maybe you think, oh, well, you know, I don't listen to those guys anyways. Alex Jones is a nut. But just like the isms and the ists, the terms that keep getting expanded and expounded upon and newspeak changed, eventually what is and is not fake news is going to it's going to convulse and change and mutate into something else. Maybe something that does affect you. This guy, Peter Hotez, the Merck vaccine scientist, was on the Joe Rogan Experience a couple weeks ago. He was talking about these parents of vaccine-injured children were a hate group. They hate their families and they hate their kids. They're a hate group. What happens to organizations and people that get labeled with the hate label in the society? What happens to them? Think about this. If we're going to expand that definition to include anti-vaxxers, what comes after that? You know, I almost think that particularly Americans have been inculcated into this idea that there is an acceptable margin of failure with corporations, and it keeps getting expanded. It's the Overton window of business practices. It's the Overton window of societal morality collapse. It's the Machiavellian, the ends justify the means mentality that is gestated and congealed into what we have now with modern day business practices. This is me. I'm talking about vaccines, but this could be applied to just about any business today. But vaccines in particular. But you could also apply this to the mainstream media, who essentially capitulated into lying us into the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, bombing of Syria multiple times by United States forces. Now, even though public trust in these organizations is at an all-time low, people continue to listen to them. Even the people that know this, we continue to listen. These medications from Big Pharma, Chris Hinckley pointed this out, side effects may include death, but we keep selling them. And people keep buying them, more to the point. Are you insane? Side effects may include death. As side effects go, I think maybe that'd be one of those that had kind of turned me off from it, you know, just saying, kind of like being alive, even though I feel like I'm half dead right now, thanks to this cold. We've tolerated the ends justify the means from the politicians. We tolerate it from our corporations. We tolerate it from our religious institutions, and now we tolerate it in our own homes. What comes next? And just as a little addendum to this list of things I've been ranting about, as of late, something that the states have been voting on that absolutely makes me sick, and it should you too, is this post-birth abortion. What's that? Baby survived? We're going to have to start posting those Trespassers will be shot, survivors will be shot again signs outside the Planned Parenthood clinics, huh? Post-birth abortion, better known as murder, because that's what it is. And we're having a public debate over this? The baby is born post-birth, and then you're gonna abort it. That's not, you can't abort a baby when it's born. Aborting a baby when it's born means you're killing it, because that's a human being. You just killed a human being. Worse, it's actually a worse crime according to our penal code. It's called infanticide. It's one of the worst forms of murder that you can commit. So, you know, I had to ask what's next. What comes after that would be my question. Where does morality go in this country after baby murder is legalized? That we're even having this discussion, that anybody in this country is even having this discussion. And those people raising the discussion haven't been run out of town on a rail. Says a lot about this country's depravity in and of itself. Anybody who doubted that America is going through the cycles nearest the end of the fall of Rome, anybody that hasn't reached that conclusion yet is delusional. And by the way, when I ask what's next, I hope I'm not tempting fate here. Because I really don't want to see what comes after the legalization of murdering babies. We are in the middle of a spiritual war. And our faith and our resolve is being tested. You have demons that are gallivanting in broad daylight now. That aren't even trying to hide their evil disposition. Passed it off onto the collective as a good thing. Immorality passing as morality. And if you don't accept that viewpoint, well then you're not progressive enough. You're an old fogey. One of the common colloquialisms of these Bernaysian demonoids that walk around in human form is there is no force more powerful than an idea whose time has come. I got an idea. Anybody want to guess what it is?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.